Tuesday, 0100 hours. Confidential report for your eyes only. Sir, last contact with Captain Mallory was made at 1600 hours Monday, advising him enemy invasion of Kairos now set for Friday dawn. If mission guidelines have been met, Captain Mallory should now have landed on Navarone Island and climbed the south cliff, but local intelligence reports the storm far more severe than forecast. All radio contact with Captain Mallory and his team has been lost.
Still no sign of a patrol. It's not going to be long. How's Stevens doing?
He's on the ledge, almost here.
Come on, Lieutenant. Last lap. Come on.
Devil's slowing him up.
The kid's hurt.
He'll be dead if he doesn't get a move on, and us with him. Stevens! Stevens!
Aye, Captain. Coming.
Captain. From the west. Four or five men moving fast.
Damnation.
Stevens!
Yes. Just give me a minute.
We haven't got a minute. Get up here.
Damn it, boss!
Shut up. Stevens, get up here now.
Yes. Yes, I'm coming. I'm coming. Ah!
The Guns of Navarone by Alistair MacLean. Dramatized in five episodes by Bert Cools. Starring Toby Stevens as Captain Keith Mallory. With David Rintoul, Michael Williams, Alex Norton, John Garasio, and Peter Kenny. Episode 3.
Thanks. I'd actually been congratulating myself. We'd got there, Navarone. Oh, we'd lost our boat and most of our supplies, and the Germans knew what we were up to. But at least we were at the top of that damn cliff. Then this happened.
Oh, my God.
Stevens!
Quiet.
I think he's on the ledge.
Stevens!
Shut up, I said. Andrea.
The Germans are close. Five men, guns, and torches.
Right. Get the gear out of sight, then everybody back to the rocks.
You're not going
to
leave him.
Captain, it's... Move! I didn't know if he was alive or dead. Either way, we couldn't stay there. 1,200 men. It's a hell of a thing to have in your hands. The lives of 1,200 men. A hell of a thing.
I'm sure I saw him hit that ledge. Was he alive? Couldn't tell.
Eric! Eric! Eric!
Sorry, guys. He's out. What did you do with the body?
Over the cliff.
Eric! Wake up!
Right. No time for fancy work and to hell with the noise. First sign of trouble, we take the lot of them.
I'm going to look over the edge. You, hold my arms. Wolf, give me a torch.
Yes, sir.
How sure are you Stevens landed on the ledge?
Pretty damn sure.
Stand by.
Damn that rain.
Wait. Oh, my God.
Right, that's it.
What? Wait. That fool. A damn stupid fool. It's Eric.
But yet he's recruiting blind men. Praise be the night and the rain. Quiet.
Damn this edge is treacherous.
Is he dead, sir?
I think so. No. I saw him move.
He's alive.
Thank God for him. Let's hope he's got the sense to keep his mouth shut.
Right. Hines, go back to HQ for the doctor. Wolf, splints, and a stretcher. You two, come with me for the climbing gear.
Shouldn't someone stay with Eric?
But... I know what, Private. Hold his hand. Now let's move.
Stretcher.
out. Miller, you're on watch. Andrea, the rope. I'm going down to him. Stevens? Stevens, can you hear me? Andy. Lieutenant.
Oh.
That's better. That's good. Now, let me see.
Oh,
dear God. How is he? Bad. How the hell do we get him up top?
I'll carry him up.
He wasn't being heroic or desperate. He was simply stating a fact. This is what I'm going to do. I had to tie the boy onto his back. Stephen's leg was broken in two places. It was hanging loose, just shreds of skin keeping it together. At one point, it caught on a rock. As I followed them up, we'd dyed our hair black, part of the disguise, black hair. And as I followed them up that damn cliff, I could see streaks of black running down the boy's face. His head was back at some god-awful angle, and the rain and the blood were washing the dye out of his hair. And I thought, Jensen's going to hear about this inferior bloody dye. It could cost a man his life. All the bloody, damn, stupid, trivial things to worry about.
Give me that torch. Here.
Suffering Christ.
Stevens had a gash on the side of his face I could have put my fist in. He'd already lost a hell of a lot of blood. It had happened on the boat, and he'd been covering it up. He needed warmth, dry clothes, shelter. And we'd lost the blankets, the stove, the spare clothes, everything. I found out afterwards it was Stevens who tied up that last bundle. If he hadn't have been half blind in the blood in his eyes, he'd have done it properly. Damn it, I should have noticed. He'd got us through the rocks and saved all our skins, and now, thanks to me, he was probably going to be his own executioner. Dusty Miller managed to set the boy's leg and get some sort of splint on it. We couldn't manage a stretcher, though. Andrea had to pick up Stevens and carry him again.
Exactly are we headed, boss?
And there's supposed to be caves in these mountains.
Yeah, the kid needs a damn sight more than a cave.
You think I don't know that?
My captain.
Andrea.
Look at this guy.
How long do you think?
Not long.
Would you mind keeping the troops informed here, boss?
I was up, captain. No more bloody rain.
No, Chief Petty Officer Telegraphist. Not more bloody rain. Bloody snow.
There! Over there!
Call that a cave!
Give it a rest, Miller. That's the best we're gonna do. Andrea?
Our captain.
Across the fissure. That gap in the ropes. Can you get the boy there?
I can't.
Miller was right. It wasn't much of a cave. It was just a sort of tunnel between the rocks, dripping wet and freezing cold. But there was room for all of us, and we managed to keep the worst of the blizzard out. We got Stevens as dry as we could, and then... and then we fell asleep. All of us. No guard, no watch, nothing. We slept like we were already dead.
hospital.
What's happened?
Something woke me. A sound.
What sort of sound?
I don't know.
You realize we slept through a whole day. Mm.
There.
Oh, my God. It's a German search party heading this way. WGB, the Alpenkorps.
Alpenkorps?
Mountain troops.
The best there is. How far off?
They'll be here before dark.
How's Andy?
He's still out cold.
I can see that, damn it. How is he? Soaked through freezing cold, damn near gone. Move him and he'll die.
If we stay here, we'll all die. We're going and he's coming with us.
Drag him along until he's dead and then just dump him in the snow, is that it?
That's it.
Die hell, it is. Leave him here. Let the Germans find him. There's got to be something that passes for a hospital on this damned island.
He'll get medicine, dry clothes.
He knows too much. The Germans know we're here. That search is no coincidence. But the odds are they don't know the whole plan.
What about that little spy back on Castel Rosso? Didn't he hear the lot?
I'm gambling that he only picked up the basics. Stevens knows every last detail.
You're gambling with the kids?
I'm well aware of it.
He's a tough laddie. He wouldn't talk.
They'll make him talk. Scopolamine will make anyone talk.
Scopolamine. And a man in his state.
Yes, in their place, I'd do exactly the same.
Right, you damn well would, wouldn't you?
We can't leave him here for the Germans to find, and that's an end to it. Now get the gear together. We're leaving.
Well, that's all the gear packed. What are you doing?
I thought I might go for a little walk. With your permission, of course.
What sort of little walk?
You don't want to move the boy. To watch him die, then throw him aside. Whatever you said to the others, you don't want to do this.
I have to.
No, you don't. I will draw off the search party.
Alone?
Of course. Stay here in the shelter till the sun goes down. There's a village in the valley. You can go there after dark and fetch food and fuel and perhaps something for the boy.
Perhaps.
He is very young, my Keith. A child, almost. It will not be long. The chief is also not well, I think.
Carbon monoxide poisoning from the boat. He's getting over it, but it takes time.
Leave him to watch the boy. You and the corporal can carry all you need. Make the lazy American work.
Yes.
I'll be back tonight. I go now. Yes?
For God's sake, look after yourself.
If you must speak to God, speak to him about those poor devils who are looking for us. Goodbye, Mackie.
Boss,
what do you want, Miller?
Before you pull us out of here, I think you ought
to... We're staying put. If you've got anything to say, Corporal, then say it.
There's something you ought to see. Inside.
Well, well, well. The sleeper awaits a girl. Better late than never. Smoke?
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. How are you feeling now?
Frozen.
And the leg?
I can't feel a thing. I think it must be frozen, too.
Frozen, he says. Goddamned ingratitude.
It's the first class medical care, kid.
Sorry, Dusty. Didn't realize. Thanks. Captain.
What?
There's no good kidding ourselves. I don't want to seem ungrateful.
Huh.
And I hate the idea of cheap heroics. But I'm a damn great millstone around your neck. You've got to go on without me.
Forget it. We can look after you and those ready guns all at the same time.
You'll never get away carrying me. But the mission's there. You've got to leave me behind.
That's enough. The subject's closed.
Captain?
Andy?
Thanks.
Think nothing of it, kid.
Corporal! Lieutenant! The right flank's lagging behind again. Give them the signal.
Sir!
Again!
Sir!
What the hell? Take cover! Take it!
Calling Pimpernel.
rhubarb calling Pimpernel. Are you hearing me, Pimpernel?
This is Pimpernel. This is Pimpernel, receiving his strength too. Over.
Rhubarb calling Pimpernel. No signal from your station.
No.
We have no signal from your station.
What was pilot junk?
Everyone at home very concerned about your silence. Would love to hear from you. Send word as soon as possible. Repeat. Send word.
What do you think I'm trying to do, you jump?
We will send every 4 hours. Repeat. Every 4 hours. Till we hear from you. Message end. Move on.
Nice to know they're worried about us, eh, Chief?
Oh, Captain, I didn't hear you.
I suppose it's better than just telling us to get on with it.
Aye, maybe.
Should you hand, Casey?
No, thank you, sir. I can manage it.
Bye.
Master. I'll be the big fella.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, come on, you can do better than that, my friends.
Hey! 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 Over here!
How much further is this damn village?
Can't be far now.
I thought you knew, boss.
Look, I'm worried about him too, you know.
Yeah. Well, I want to save the kid's life, not just keep him away from the Germans.
Right, that's it. Let's end this now. This mission is more important than Stevens' life, or yours or mine, and you know it. I'll do whatever I have to get the job done, and you know that too. But if you think I'm enjoying watching that boy suffer, you're completely bloody wrong, and I'm sick and tired of hearing about it. Now, is that clear, Corporal?
Perfectly clear, Captain.
Then come on. The quicker we find this village, the quicker we can get back.
Do not move. You are thinking that I cannot shoot both of you at once. Do not move, I said. You are correct. However, my friend over there can very easily kill the one I cannot. Please be good enough to come with us. Against the wall, please.
Who are you?
Amusing. I was about to ask you the same question. Perhaps you would prefer this one. Who are you working for? Oh, please, I do advise you to answer. My friend here can be very persuasive.
Easy, guy. Can we talk about this?
The young. Enough. No, my friend. I cannot talk about this. Since he was entertained by our friends in the fortress, Panais here cannot speak.
Panais? Panais Vlachos?
The same.
And you're Lucky Stavrou?
At your service, Major Mallory.
Look, boss, I hate to interrupt the party, but just who the hell are these guys?
Ah, sir. We are Lucky and Panais, the foxes of Navarone.
The resistance. And damned welcome they were, too. As well as damned efficient. They had food already packed up waiting for us. And they didn't turn a hair at the other stuff we asked for.
It's no problem, Major. Blankets, medicine, perhaps a stove.
A stove? You can do that?
If Mr. Dusty Miller will go down to the village of Panais, you will see what the foxes of Navarone can do.
Okay with you, Corporal. Hey, conversation's overrated. I've always said so.
Panais can make himself understood. You will see. And the Major and I, we will take the food to your cave, yes? A good plan.
A good plan.
That's a glorious sight. What's this?
Udo,
like drinking fire.
How's the boy?
He's only the same this past hour. I've not touched the bandages.
Any sign of Andrea?
I'm afraid no, Captain. Major.
Captain Lukey.
Of course, Major. Listen, not 5 minutes from here was old Larry's hut. Larry, the mad goatherd.
So?
So, when Larry died, the hut fell to ruins. The remains are there still.
What?
Firewood.
Why did the Germans throw to Panais?
Because they found it inside the fortress.
The fortress?
They tried to make him say how much he had seen. But Panais told him not.
And how much had he seen?
Everything. He's drawn your map. Sentries, barracks, command posts, gun platform. Everything.
Lucky, my friend. Things are looking up at last. God, what a price to pay. Mind you, I'm surprised they released him at all.
He was their warning to the town. This man has no voice. This man was flogged near to death. See this man's scars and remember what happens to the enemies of this Third Reich.
Did it work?
My Panais beat them. He's not silent, eh? And he lets no man see the scars. So no man can.
What is it?
In the rocks. Behind us. Someone moving.
Hey, you call that a welcome?
Andrea.
And who are you, little man?
Lucky, one of the foxes of Navarone.
Man, it's good to see you.
And you, Chief Petty Officer Telegraphist. The boy.
That's not good.
Anais and Mr. Dusty Miller will be back soon. They will bring medicine. Anais will fetch it from the German's own stores if he has to. He has the luck of the devil and the courage of a madman. And he hates the scum Germans as no man ever hated.
Okay, Captain, I've done what I can. Let's see some luck.
Rhubarb calling Pimpernel.
Bang on schedule, Chief.
Rhubarb calling Pimpernel. Can you hear me, Pimpernel?
Better reception than before.
Well, here goes. This is Pimpernel, receiving you strength 5. Over.
Pimpernel, do not transmit. Repeat, do not transmit. Send one click if you understand me. Over.
What's he playing at? Do it, Chief.
Important message follows. Your hosts are eager to hear your voices. Monitoring stations are being set up all over East Anglia. We will continue to send word from home, but do not expect to hear from you again. One click, if you understand me. Our stranded friends can expect their visitors as planned. We're still hoping to see them ourselves first. Rhubarb, out.
Monitoring stations.
This place is no bigger than a soup plate. They could pin us down to the nearest inch.
Oh, well. No use worrying about it now.
Hell's teeth.
Dusty. Anais. How went the mission?
I don't mind a damn mission. I spent half that goddamn night climbing up a goddamn mountain with a stove and enough fuel to bathe a bloody elephant, and you've already got it hotter than hell in here. Well, well, boss. Not planning to use the explosives anymore, are we?
My brain must have frozen along with the rest of me. We were actually sitting on the crates of TNT and the plastic explosive. They weren't 2 feet from the fire. Oh, we weren't going to blow ourselves up, but TNT sweats in the heat, and once that crystallizes, it's useless. It was too wet to store everything in the open, so it was back to old Mad Larry's hut again. There was just enough of it left to cover up the boxes. Good. It is done. Now we must go. The boxes of Navarone disappear into the night. Epanaise. Thank you both for everything.
when we meet again, we will give you the map of the fortress.
6:30, olive grove south of the village.
And then to your new hiding place. Better than this, I think.
Quiet!
Somebody moving around out there.
Nice, what? Damn fool!
A nice is always this way.
Quiet!
Shut him up. I can hear something.
It's tonight. He's back.
Well, looky.
What did you see?
What's he saying?
He saw nothing. Except some goats.
Goats? They sound like goats to me.
Banais says, what do you know of goats?
Aye.
We must go.
Well, for God's sake, put your backs on the way down. If anyone tries to stop you, shoot to kill.
Major, my friend, Banais never shoots any other way.
How is he, Dusty?
Thought you were asleep, boss.
Did the medicine help?
Take a look at this.
Oh, God.
Gangrene. Spreading like a forest fire. Just been wasting my time.
Have to get rid of the pain?
I think so, yeah.
He's warm and dry and as comfortable as we can make him. You have not been wasting your time. Here, have one of these.
Thanks, boss.
Very sensible. I am Uber Leutnant Tutzig, and you are the prisoners of the Württembergische Gebirgsbataillon. Make one move and you will die.
In episode 3 of The Guns of Navarone, Mallory was played by Toby Stevens, Andrea by David Rintoul, Brown by Alex Norton, Miller by John Garasio, Stevens by Peter Kenny, and Jensen by Michael Williams. Tutzig was played by David Bannerman, Luki by Anthony Ofebu, Panayis by Gerard McDermott. The Guns of Navarone is dramatized in 5 episodes by Bert Cools from the novel by Alistair MacLean and directed by Patrick Rayner.